WCFW HD2 Chippewa Falls, W228EP Eau Claire,
and streaming everywhere on the Civic Media app.
This is CBS News on the Hour, sponsored by O'Reilly Auto Parts.
I'm Cooper Lawrence. A judge in the closely watched battleground state of Georgia blocked a new rule that would have required election workers to hand count the ballots, something that could have significantly delayed reporting the results. CBS News campaign reporter Katrina Kaufman explains.
This is what the judge is saying is the final order in this case. He's saying that perhaps for a subsequent election, they could reconsider this when the election boards will have time to prepare, budget, and train. But he says that it's just too much too late for this election to implement this new hand count rule.
Vice President Harris was in battleground Michigan pressing her case for more black men to support her. Polls show she's slipping in that demo below what Joe Biden had 4 years ago. CBS News' Ed O'Keefe is traveling with Harris.
Harris continued her black media tour today, speaking with radio host Charlamagne Tha God, who asked her about marijuana policy.
My pledge is as president, I will work on decriminalizing it because I know exactly how those laws have been used to disproportionately impact certain populations and specifically black men.
92 people are still missing in North Carolina, nearly 3 weeks after Hurricane Helene. CBS's Janet Shamlian spoke with a young woman named Jessica Mettinger, whose mother, Kim Ashby, was swept away in a flood.
How are you doing today?
Today, I feel a little helpless.
Jessica Mettinger's mom, Kim Ashby, a seventh grade math teacher, was torn from her husband's arms in the raging floodwaters when Helene hit Western North Carolina, now almost 3 weeks ago. She hasn't been seen since.
It's hard to truly grieve a person without a body and move on from this. We feel stuck.
UC Davis opened a new clinic exploring new ways to treat patients suffering from severe depression. Reporter Dominic Garcia talked to Dr. Catherine Martyr from the clinic.
Including transcranial magnetic stimulation, which uses gentle pulses of magnetic fields to stimulate nerve cells in the brain. Another is esketamine nasal spray.
In the last 20 years, there's been a lot of research about using much, much lower doses of ketamine, doses that keep a person awake, to try to treat depression.
The world's second sphere will be built in the capital of the United Arab Emirates. The first one, of course, is in Las Vegas. The announcement offered no financial information, nor did it say where the sphere would be built in the capital or if U2 is going to be the first band to play once again. But the UAE is preparing to open its first casino, so a major entertainment venue is a natural fit. This is CBS News.
Think O'Reilly Auto Parts for all your car care needs. Get the parts and service you need fast from the professional parts people at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
This is your hometown radio, refreshed, keeping you informed, entertained, and connected locally across the Civic Media Network.
Civic Media News, I'm Derek Tritz. Here's what Wisconsin needs to know. Ballots can't be processed before Election Day in Wisconsin. Voter advocates say that this could make Wisconsin vulnerable to lies and conspiracy theories about the results.
Due to that policy or lack thereof in Wisconsin, I think we will potentially see some delays in the counting of mail ballots and therefore delays in unofficial results in the state this year.
Brian Hinkle is with the Movement Advancement Project. A bill to legalize early ballot processing died for lack of action in the state Senate this year. Thousands of chickens in western Wisconsin have been left homeless after the company Pure Prairie Poultry abandoned its Wisconsin farms. There are still 30,000 chickens who used to belong to the company's flocks being given away by volunteers with Pips and Chicks. Local farms giving away chickens can be found on the Pips and Chicks Facebook page. And that's what you need to know. I'm Derek Tritz, and this is Civic Media News.
The Bucks get the win. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports. NBA, the Bucks held on to beat the Bulls 111-107 last night in Milwaukee. It was the Bucks' first win this preseason. Head coach Doc Rivers talked about the Bucks' new guard, Gary Trent Jr., and his ability at blocking passes.
Gary has great hands, unbelievable hands. You know, it's funny.
He got whatever he got, but he had five more today that he just couldn't get to the ball. But he's a disruptor.
Packers say despite missing a field goal Sunday, they'll stick with place kicker Braden Narveson for now. College football, the Badgers' top wide receiver Will Pauling did not suffer a concussion in their win over Rutgers. Will he be ready to play Saturday against Northwestern?
You know, obviously it would be a little bit questionable from the start of the week. I think that there was some good news in that there wasn't a concussion. It wasn't anything that maybe is major of some sorts. So we just got to see where he is and how he feels. And like I said, it's early on right now.
That's Badgers head coach Luke Fickell with Sports. I'm Mike Clemens.
You can always continue the conversation on social media. Share your thoughts when you find and follow Civic Media on Facebook, X, and Instagram.
I'm meteorologist Rodney Price. Frosty in the overnight with very frigid temperatures dropping to the upper 20s. Clear to mostly clear skies. Our winds will be light. For your Wednesday, after the frosty start, sunshine, upper 50s in the late day, breezy and sunny Thursday, mid-60s. Right now, it's 28.
Pat Kreitlow.
Wednesday morning, we'll look at how Team Trump's Project 2025 would have real Wisconsin impact, as in real harm, for education.
Up North News with Pat Kreitlow. Weekday mornings starting at 6. This is 93.5 The Tap.
This is the Tom Hartman Program.
Welcome to the second hour of our program. So Josh Hawley is running for re-election in Missouri. And interestingly, two of his staffers helped produce or contributed to or their output was used by Project 2025. It's fascinating. His chief counsel is one of the guys. He's contributed to the plan. He called his part of the plan apparently calls, according to this report from Raw Stories, Alexandria Jacobson, investigative reporter, that calls for curtailing abortion access. Increasing deportations, eliminating government agencies like the Department of Education, and banning transgender athletes from sports. And then two papers written by Vijay Menon, legislative assistant for Hawley since March of 22, advocate for the repeal of the community eligibility provision of the National School Lunch Program. More than 71 million reimbursable school lunches were served in his state, in Missouri, just in the last school year. Republican Steve Daines in Montana, who I don't think is up for re-election this year, told NBC Montana that he wasn't aware that his national security advisor is credited for working on Project 2025. Mike Lee, the senator from Utah, who I also think is not running for re-election, or if he is, he's going to easily win. He said the next conservative president must dismantle the administrative state and return power back to the states and the American people. And says of Project 2025, this publication is the blueprint to do just that. Whoa. And then here's some of the things that Josh Hawley has been saying. He said, some will say I'm advocating Christian nationalism. And so I do. My question is there any other kind worth having? This was at the National Conservatism Conference in July. He's running against Democrat Lucas Kuntz. And he's pulling 51 to 40, polling against Kuntz, which is pretty grim numbers, but you just never know, right? If you're living in Missouri, you just never know. Be sure you're registered to vote and get out there and vote. Meanwhile, the Christian nationalism is on the rise, and some evangelicals are pushing back. Nate, we've got this video to play, right?
1 second.
Okay. The Evangelicals for Harris are out with a powerful new ad. We'll get to that in just a moment. I did want to tell you why it turns out, and this is absolutely fascinating, why Trump's followers were stranded in the desert at Coachella. This was, you know, at a private residence, and this is just an amazing story. The real reason they stopped shuffling the buses. You'll recall there was 15,000 people being taken out to a private facility out in the desert. This was not the big music venue. He just wanted the name of the town, you know, so that people would think it was the big music venue, but it was some rich guy's ranch. But the rich guy didn't want anybody parking there and messing up his lawn, so they had to shuttle people in with these buses, 15,000 people. Well, they had like 30 buses that were shuttling people in, no problem. But then after the event, they ended up with just one bus. And so people were like being taken back to town for, you know, until the middle of the night. And originally it was like, why had this happened? They thought like, you know, did the bus company conspire or something? Well, this is from one of the people who was there. Quote, the real reason they stopped shuttling them was for safety. One of the male drivers was punched in the face and had to go to the hospital. And one of the female drivers had someone spit on her. Ironically, this driver is a huge Trump supporter. I guess that's what happens when you go to a hate rally. And then in response to that over on Reddit, the actual son of the male driver posted. He said, my father was attacked at the rally. He works for the bus company that was doing transportation for the rally at Coachella. The rally didn't think about the logistics of 15,000 people and the buses weren't enough. So people got angry and began to riot, throwing themselves in front of the buses, banging on the windows and doors. They attacked two bus drivers. One female driver was spit on by an elderly woman. The woman had to be restrained by another person from grabbing the driver by the hair. The other driver, he writes, was my father. He is a veteran and served in Vietnam and has head trauma from the war and from a car accident years ago. He was sucker punched from behind the head while he was walking outside his bus. He has a broken nose and hopefully his prior head trauma isn't worsened, but we won't know for some time. He didn't see who hit him and he lost his vision temporarily in his right eye. He says, the son goes on to write, I just cannot understand this cult of violence and hate. My dad is 70. And what a coward to hit someone from behind just because of something that was not my dad's fault. So that's why the buses stopped rolling, was because the drivers were like, we're not going to go there. These Trump followers are nuts and they are violent. I mean, you know, this is craziness, crazy, dangerous stuff. You know, who would want to subject themselves to that? So crazy stuff. So we're good, Nate. Okay. So this is an ad. This is amazing. This is a new ad that just came out from Republicans Against Trump. And it's actually Republicans Against Trump posted it on Twitter, which is where I saw it. The ad is actually from a group called Evangelicals for Harris. And it's Billy Graham. There's video to this, and it's actually video of Billy Graham reading from the Bible. And so if you're just listening, the voice that you're going to hear here is Billy Graham. Here it is.
But you must realize that in the last days, the times will be full of danger. Men will become utterly self-centered and greedy for money.
My whole life I've been greedy, greedy, greedy. I've grabbed all the money I could get. I'm so greedy.
That's Trump.
They will be proud and abusive.
You've called women you don't like fat pigs, dogs, slobs, and disgusting animals.
Uncontrolled and violent.
I like to punch him in the face, I'll tell you.
They will be treacherous, reckless, and arrogant.
I am the chosen one.
Loving what gives them pleasure instead of loving God.
You know, I'm automatically attracted to beautiful. I just start kissing them. It's like a magnet.
Maintain a facade of religion, but their lives deny the truth.
Have you ever asked God for forgiveness? That's a tough question. I'm not sure I have. I don't bring God into that picture. I don't.
Keep clear of people like that.
There you go. Yes, says Billy Graham. His son, unfortunately, has just turned into another, you know, right-wing grifter. But, you know, Billy Graham had, I remember watching Billy Graham when I was a kid. I always thought that he was a man of integrity. He actually believed what he was saying. You know, one of the few televangelists who actually does and did. So the other story, the other extraordinary story I wanted to share with you, and then I'll pick up your calls here, is just another report on Project 2025, this one by Cecilia Noel in The Guardian. You know what ultra-processed foods are, right? Ultra-processed foods typically have very high levels of fat, sugar, and salt. But it's not just that. It's the processing that basically kills all the enzymes, kills any kind of nutrients that are in them. And that's why ultra-processed foods can, you know, sit on the shelf for years, or many of them can anyway. So the ultra-processed food industry is, on the one hand, making a crap load of money, a pile of money. It's a very, very profitable industry. And on the other hand, it's driving obesity, diabetes, high blood pressure, and cancer. I mean, the numbers are really shocking. Today, 42% of adults in the U.S. are obese, 12% have diabetes, and nutritionists emphasize that these conditions are caused by the ingredients and policies, like aggressively advertising to children, pushed by the food companies, right? Today, now just listen, this is shocking. Today, ultra-processed foods, these things that cause cancer, that cause obesity, that cause diabetes, ultra-processed foods make up 73% of the U.S. food supply. They provide the average U.S. adult with more than 60% of their daily calories, which is why we have this obesity crisis and this cancer crisis. Researchers are increasingly linking, I'm reading from the Guardian piece here, UPFs, ultra-processed foods, to a range of health conditions, including diabetes, obesity, depression, and certain cancers. So the FDA right now, and the U.S. Department of Agriculture, but the FDA specifically, is working out food labeling requirements for ultra-processed foods. So they're going to have to start labeling this stuff. And over at the USDA, the Department of Agriculture, they want to revise their guidelines, their, you know, the food pyramid stuff, you know, the dietary guidelines, to basically warn people about ultra-processed foods. So you got all this, right? Now comes Project 2025. Project 2025 would, I'll just quote from Cecilia Knowles' piece on The Guardian, would radically transform food and farming, curtailing recent progress to address the excess of ultra-processed foods. Among those, weakening the Supplemental Nutrition Assistance Program, SNAP, ending policies that consider the effects of climate change, and eliminating U.S. dietary guidelines. One of the most notable of the proposals in Project 2025 is calling on the next Republican president to eliminate or, quote, reform the dietary guidelines. Those guidelines are the basis for all federal food policies, from school meals to SNAP to WIC and other programs. So basically what we've got is an industry that is making an absolute freaking fortune, making us and our children obese and producing an epidemic of cancers and type 2 diabetes. And that industry wants to be able to continue doing this without our being informed as to what they're doing and how poisonous the products they're selling are. And that industry is in bed with the Republicans and apparently the Heritage Foundation, because they basically, you know, appear to have written part of Project 2025. The wonders the Republicans have in mind for us, all the great things, you know, more disease. Yes, as long as more profit comes with it, it's the Republican way. I'll be right back with your calls. Stay with us.
This is the Tom Hartman Program.
Speaking the truth, the ultra-processed food manufacturers would really rather you didn't know. I'll be right back with your calls.
Would you like to go on a five-star vacation for just $99? We're talking about the quality of a Westgate Resort for $99. Not for one night, but for three fantastic nights at one of their luxurious destinations across the United States. And you'll even get a free $100 Visa gift card just for making a reservation. We've got some of the choicest destinations that you'll love in the United States that you can choose from for just $99 for a three-night stay. Take your family. Take a special loved one, but get away. Go on vacation with Westgate Resorts. Call now to make a reservation for just $99, and you get a free $100 Visa gift card. Call Westgate right now and book your vacation. Here's the number.
800-550-9469. 800-550-9469. 800-550-9469. That's 800-550-9469.
Hey, Tom Hartman here. Why sign up for my program's free daily newsletter over at tom.tv? Well, every morning you receive an email with a complete list of the topics we'll be covering on our weekday program. After the show's over, every afternoon, you'll get what I call Sue's Daily Stack that gives you hot links to every single story and information source that we talked about during the show. Plus, every day while the show is live, you can watch it at Tom.tv without cost. That podcast of the show, a complete library of every subject discussed on previous shows, a place to view it live, it's all at Tom.tv. So why sign up to get all this at no cost? Because we want you to join us to help change the world for the better. Despair is not an option. Sign up now at Tom.tv. That's T-H-O-M.tv to get all the ammunition you need to win the water cooler wars. Tom.tv. Tag, you're it.
Attention floor buyers. The 6th annual fall flooring yard sale's going on now at Lumber Liquidators. Get high quality flooring at low yard sale prices, like Woodlook waterproof floors from just 39 cents. All Dream Home X2O water resistant laminate is on sale. Prefinished hardwood is starting at $149. Get more deals in store while supplies last. Plus special project financing and professional installation with Install Plus. Hurry, visit lumberliquidators.com to find the Lumber Liquidators store near you today.
I'm Jay Farner from Quicken Loans. Choosing the right mortgage lender involves much more than just a rate. Quicken Loans has earned 11 J.D. Power Awards for client satisfaction. And we invented Rocket Mortgage, a simpler, hassle-free way to get a mortgage completely online. No one else has anything like it. So choose Quicken Loans, America's number one online lender. Call Quicken Loans today at 800-QUICKEN or go to rocketmortgage.com. That's 800-QUICKEN.
Equal housing lender, NMLS number 3030.
There's a software solution to every business need, and Capterra.com can help you find yours. Whether you're a startup looking to keep better track of customers, a nonprofit hoping to have a record fundraising year, or a business that simply needs better payroll software, Capterra's got you covered. Capterra has over 400 categories of business software for you to choose from. Anything from email marketing to scheduling to accounting and beyond. Capterra makes it easy to find what you're looking for, with thousands of ratings and reviews from actual software users just like you. Best of all, using Capterra is absolutely free. Capterra connects you with the business software that will help you do what you do better. Visit Capterra.com today and join the millions of people who use Capterra. That's Capterra, C-A-P-T-E-R-R-A.com. Capterra.com.
Missed my opening rant today? It's usually published over at HartmanReport.com, where you can read it and share it with your friends for free. Check it out, HartmanReport.com. Okay, dog parents, listen to how sneaky this is. When you look at a dog food label and see ingredients like wheat and rice, you might assume it's just a small part of the recipe, but it's typically not. A lot of your popular dog foods use a trick called fractionation. For example, if you looked at a dog food label and saw wheat as the first ingredient rather than meat, that might raise a red flag for you. Big dog food companies know that, so they split it up into different ingredients. So instead of a lot of wheat, which would push wheat to the top of the ingredient label, it gets listed as a little bit of wheat, a little wheat flour, a little wheat gluten, so it's easy to miss, and it looks like wheat isn't the main ingredient, when in reality, your dog's food could be packed with enough wheat to bake a loaf of bread. And bread is not in your dog's natural diet. That's why I love Dr. Marty's Nature's Blend. The first four ingredients are premium turkey, beef, salmon, and duck. Pooh and Chewy love this food. Save up to 54% off Nature's Blend and get a free bag of Cod Krispies. They're wild-caught codskin treats. Just go to drmartypets.com, drmartypets.com/Tom, T-H-O-M, or text Tom to 511-511. All dogs are unique. Your dog's results can and will vary. Text fees may apply.
Filling up the skies, stories and opinions.
Welcome back. 23 minutes past the hour. Picking up your calls here, Bill in Clifton, New Jersey. Hey, Bill, what's up?
How you doing? Just as an aside, I'm surprised no one's asked Trump about using a nuclear bomb to stop the hurricanes.
Yeah, it was one of his proposals at one time, you'll recall.
Yeah, and his magic marker.
Mm-hmm.
In terms of the mental state of the president, I've said for ages that he should be made to take the military psychology entrance test. Mm-hmm. And since he's the commander in chief.
Well, that's a good suggestion. You know, about, what, 10-12% of people who take that test nowadays flunk it?
Yeah, well, when you go in there and say, I want to kill people, they say goodbye.
Yeah, which is the opposite of what they did during the Vietnam War. But, yeah,
right,
keep going.
Right. But there's also something I saw in the Mayo Clinic called oppositional defiance disorder.
Right, ODD.
Which just pretty much describes everything that's going on with him.
Yeah.
And the problem is I don't want people to know more about what the mental state of the person is rather than the physical state. You know, they would go on and on about some president's colon, and everyone knew. And there's no reason to have to keep secrets if you have depression or anything, because it's a disease. I also think that there's a part of the population that responds to authoritarianism in a zombie-like way.
Yeah, it's estimated to be about 20% of the population.
Right. Just like there's people in the presence of guns will be violence. Mm-hmm. People in the presence of money will be greedy. There's just a section of the population that has problems with everything.
Yeah.
And no, you have to be able to realize that.
Yeah.
I think it shouldn't be too much, or at least ask them to challenge them to take a mental acuity test or mm-hmm. something like that.
Yeah. Yeah, or a mental FDR. Fitness test, yeah. No, I'm with you, Bill. I think the military, I had not considered that before, but I love your suggestion. Bill, thank you so much. Terry in Tucson, Arizona. Hey, Terry, what's up?
Hey, morning, Tom. I just wanted to, in regards to your rant about is Trump the Antichrist or just Putin's apprentice, if you look up the word MAGA in the hierarchy of the Church of Satan, it is the fifth degree. It's the highest degree in the hierarchy.
Right.
The
it's also, Satanic. Isn't that like Latin for Satan?
I don't see that here, but it's
I think it's the word. It's the root of the word magi, which is the word root of the word magician.
Yes, you're right. That's right. And I guess I did see that somewhere else before. I looked a long time ago, but I just have to notice that.
I just always figured it meant, you know, making attorneys get attorneys, but what do I know?
Whether he is or not, he's a prince of chaos, and you got to call him out on that.
He really is. He really is. Yeah. And, I, you know, to the extent, I mean, I don't take the Antichrist literally. I'm not a believer in demons, but I am a believer in demonic activity by human beings. And if anybody is demon-possessed right now, in the literal or the metaphorical sense, I'm using it in the metaphorical sense, it's Trump and his followers. It's really a tragedy. Terry, thank you for the call. Thanks for watching Free Speech TV. We'll be right back with more of your calls on the other side of this break. It's 27 minutes past the hour here on the Tom Hartman Program.
You're listening to the Tom Hartman Program. Call 202-808-9925.
This is the place where smart people get their news. Did you know that almost one-third of Americans have no religion? And at least 34% of Gen Z are religiously unaffiliated. 2024 isn't just another election. Your rights, your freedoms, your future, they're all on the line. Policies affecting your health, your privacy, your ability to live life on your terms, they're all decided by who we elect. That's why it's crucial to vote like your rights depend on it, because they do. Join the Freedom From Religion Foundation, dedicated to the rights of free thinkers and protecting the constitutional principle of church and state. Visit ffrf.org/vote to learn how to register, find your polling place, and discover how you can make an impact and stop Project 2025. Go to ffrf.org /vote or text my last name, Hartman, H-A-R-T-M-A-N-N, to 511-511 and receive a free issue of FFRF's newsletter, Free Thought Today. Text Hartman to 511-511. Your vote is your power. Join the Freedom From Religion Foundation. Go to FFRF.org/vote. Don't sit this one out. Text fees may apply.
Right now, you can switch from cable television to satellite television for free. That's right. We're offering free equipment, free installation, plus get a free $100 prepaid Visa card. Call the satellite TV hotline right now. Make the switch from cable to satellite television and expand your viewing horizon. On top of free installation, for a limited time, we're offering a fixed price guarantee. With satellite TV, you'll save money over your expensive cable bill. Plus, get access to hundreds of channels. And when you call right now, you can also ask about our seniors and military discounts. So make the switch to satellite TV right now. Everybody gets free installation, free equipment, plus a $100 prepaid Visa card. Call right now and you can switch to satellite TV and be watching everything you wanted to within the next week. And remember, installation's free, so call right now. 800-942-1298. 800-942-1298. 800-942-1298. That's 800-942-1298.
A gentle breeze blows across your face as you take a refreshing sip of water, appreciating the stillness of another morning fishing on the lake. The distant gurgle of a stream reminds you of days spent playing in the creek, the cool, clear water rushing between your toes. You love this time with nature, the feeling of putting everything on hold to connect with the world around you. Now, imagine it's all gone. No fish, no lake, no water. One of life's most vital resources, irreplaceably depleted. Time is running out to protect fresh water, and without our love, it can and will disappear. It's our choice. Love it or lose it. Help protect our fresh water. Visit World Wildlife Fund at wwf.org/love.
Hi friends, Tom Hartman here to remind you that it's your support of our show that keeps us on the air. Without you, there wouldn't be a Tom Hartman program. And now more than ever, it's crucial for you to show your progressive support. And one of the best ways to show your support is to sign up for Tomcast. That's our podcast. It's at TomHartman.com. Never miss another heated debate on healthcare, global climate change, or our economy. Never miss another one again. Plus, labor news, full Monty alerts, conservative alerts, and my personal favorite segment, Geeky Science, each and every week. But wait, there's more! As an added bonus with your Tomcast podcast subscription, you'll also get my Best of the Rest of the News, a daily 3-minute dose of what's going on in the world today that you can't afford to miss. So what are you waiting for? Get over to TomHartman.com today and sign up for your Tomcast now. Do it for yourself, or you can do it for a friend. Go to TomHartman.com to see just how easy it is. And thank you so much for all of your support.
If something's wrong with your computer, you reboot it. You restore it back to where it needs to be. Today, our country is headed down the wrong track, overwhelmed with joblessness, declining wages, and corporations deciding our elections, for starters. This is not the Founding Fathers' vision. It's time we rebooted something bigger than our computers. It's time we rebooted the American dream. We must restore the thriving, prosperous days we once had. And my new book, Rebooting the American Dream, explains exactly what we need to do. Bringing our jobs and manufacturing home, rolling back the Reagan tax cuts, ending corporate personhood, and educating our electorate are part of the simple 11-step plan in rebooting the American dream that we can start today to rebuild our country. Check out Rebooting the American Dream in bookstores everywhere and online at TomHartman.com. We can recover the American dream we lost 30 years ago to Reaganomics and the Reagan-Bush-Clinton-Bush era. We're all in this together. Please check out Rebooting the American Dream by yours truly, Tom Hartman, in bookstores everywhere and online at TomHartman.com.
Hi, friends. Tom Hartman here to remind you that it's your support of our show that keeps us on the air. Without you, there wouldn't be a Tom Hartman program. And now more than ever, it's crucial for you to show your progressive support. And one of the best ways to show your support is to sign up for Tomcast. That's our podcast. It's at TomHartman.com. Never miss another heated debate on healthcare, global climate change, or our economy. Never miss another one again. Plus, labor news, full Monty alerts, conservative alerts, and my personal favorite segment, Geeky Science, each and every week. But wait, there's more!
As an added bonus with your TomCast podcast subscription, you'll also get my Best of the Rest of the News, a daily 3-minute dose of what's going on in the world today that you can't afford to miss. So what are you waiting for? Get over to TomHartmann.com today and sign up for your TomCast now. Do it for yourself, or you can do it for a friend. Go to TomHartmann.com to see just how easy it is. And thank you so much for all of your support. Share the Tom Hartmann Program with your friends. Our podcast, The Hartmann Report, is absolutely free and available wherever fine podcasts are available. And the entire 3-hour podcast is available over at TomHartmann.com. Attention, American homeowners. You already do so much to protect your home, but there's a hidden threat you might not even know about: title theft. Homeowners nationwide have over $32 trillion in equity, an all-time high. With everything going on in the state of the U.S. economy, home ownership is becoming more challenging than ever, and title theft is one less thing you should have to worry about. That's why you need protection from the crime the FBI calls house stealing, where the equity in American homes is the target. If your title isn't being monitored, scammers can transfer it into their name, take out loans, and your equity could be wiped out without you ever knowing. The best way to protect your equity is with Triple Lock protection from our friends at Home Title Lock. Triple Lock is 24/7 monitoring, alerts, and restoration services. So sign up today by going to www.hometitlelock.com and use the promo code TOM, that's T-H-O-M. You'll get your first 30 days of Triple Lock protection for free and a complete scan of your home's title so you can make sure your home hasn't already been compromised. That's 30 days free and a title report for using the promo code TOM, T-H-O-M, at www.hometitlelock.com/TOM. Home title, www.hometitlelock.com/THOM.
Strength of a union begins with you. From the factory floors to the office walls, we've got the power to change it all. A fair day's wage and a voice in the fight. Together we shine, standing up for what's right. Unions begin with you, with me, with us. Together we rise, in each other we trust. When we speak as one, we break through the chains. We fight for the future. We
welcome back, 35 minutes past the hour. Picking up your calls here, Ed in Indianapolis. Hey, Ed, what's up?
Well, I've got a question. As I sit here and look at Jim Banks and Mike Braun running for governor, they both ran ads in the primary that showed they were endorsed by Trump and they were friends of Trump and all that. But in the general election, they're not saying a word. And I'm wondering, are they trying to make us forget that they're MAGA? And is that something going on across the country?
Yes to both questions.
Oh,
absolutely, yes. Here we've got a race between Janelle Bynum and Lori Chavez DeRemer or something like that, who is the Republican. And the Republican is running ads basically just attacking the Democrat, and who is black, and darkening pictures of her, of course. And the Democrat is running ads pointing out that the Republican has endorsed Donald Trump and, you know, votes with Donald Trump all the time. And so, yeah, I think and this is Oregon. So, I think all over the country, Republicans are running away from Trump right now. And that is also something, Ed, that tells me that this is going to be this election is going to work out well for us, at least at the level of the White House.
Well,
I'm still concerned about the Senate.
I don't think they're running away. I think they're trying to hide it.
Yeah, yeah.
From the aspect that they want us to forget so that we think they're normal Republicans.
Yeah, you're absolutely. Yeah, they're not running away in that they're not repudiating it. I think we're saying the same thing. I guess your language is a little more precise than mine, Ed. So, yeah, you're right. They're hiding it. They are avoiding it. So we'll see.
Yeah.
We'll see
okay.
how it all shakes out.
All right.
Ed, thanks for the call.
Thanks
for the report from Indiana. Right. I appreciate it. Nancy in Ford's Creek, Michigan. Hey, Nancy, what's on your mind today?
Well, hi there, Tom. Nice to talk with you. I was wanting to talk about the town hall that people got sick and had to be removed. And
you're talking last night?
You were talking, yes. Mm-hmm. And you were talking about him up on the stage dancing. So I went and I read a couple articles, and they go, well, the Democrats are not telling people that these people got sick and he had to stop because of the ambulance taking them away. And I thought,
really?
Well, watched enough football games that when a player is down, they don't bring out the marching band and everybody stands and dance.
Right. No, this happens, like, this happens frequently at political events. I mean, you get 15,000 people, many of them standing for 2 or 3 hours, and you're going to have a couple of people who faint. And that's all that happened last night. There were no medical crises. There were a couple of people who fainted.
Right. And if it was a medical crisis, then why were you dancing?
Yeah. There you go.
Just craziness.
No, I think
I love your show.
Well, thank you, Nancy. I think that Trump did not plan on or realize that Kristi Noem had signed him up for a town hall. She wanted to insert herself basically into his event. And the way to do that in her mind was to be the moderator of the event. She held the microphone and she would ask, she'd get the questions from the audience and then she'd relay them to Trump. And, I think that he realized this after answering two questions. And or maybe he realized it before he went out on stage and just thought, this is nuts. I don't have my teleprompter. I don't have my speech. I got nothing to say. And I don't want to take questions because I don't have answers to a lot of it. I mean, what happens if somebody, asks me about Social Security or Medicare, for every single one of his four budgets proposed cutting both those programs, for example. I mean, what if somebody asked an actually hard or embarrassing question? And I think at that point, after two questions, he pulled the plug and said, let's listen to music for the rest of the hour.
Oh, it's pathetic, well, he's isn't it, Nancy? Weird.
Yeah, he is.
Very weird.
Nancy.
And you were talking about food. My doctor, my A1C went up 0.3 from a 5.7 to a 6. Mm-hmm. He said, cut out all sugar, all flour.
Yeah.
My A1C went down. I lost 12 pounds. And I'm going to keep trying to eat that way.
There you go. So, there you go.
Yes. Right on.
Okay.
All right.
Nancy, thanks for the report from Michigan. Yep. Good talking to you. Mark in San Francisco. Hey, Mark, what's up?
Oh, Tom, $50 trillion has been taken from the middle class and poor since Reagan.
That's correct.
And I just can't for the life of me figure out how these people of color and minorities want to vote for these Republicans. And
most of them don't.
Jobs created by Democrats.
Let me just insert something real quick here, Mark, and then you can finish your rant. It appears that about 83% of all black men will be voting for Kamala Harris. That is the second largest Harris or Democratic voting bloc in America. So, I think we can all just kind of take a breath. I get it that it's kind of the big thing to talk about right now. Oh, my God, there's a few black men who are going to vote for Trump, but it's just a few. Back to you, Mark.
Well, it's not only the black men, it's men, Latin men as well.
Oh, it's the Hispanic. There's a real concern there. And I think that's because you got 300 right-wing Spanish language radio stations in America now.
But for the life of me, every time you vote Republican, they just take money from the middle class and poor over and over again.
Right, and give it to the oligarchs.
Yeah, and not only that, job creation by the Democrats is just not even close. So, to me, anybody that wants any opportunity in this country, especially minorities, you got to vote Democrats if you want it.
Yeah, and history proves that that's true. As our friend Larry from Los Angeles, who calls into the program regularly with all the numbers, points out. Joe Biden has created more jobs than every Republican president since Reagan, including Reagan, combined. Number one. And this morning, Joe Scarborough, a conservative, was talking about how right now we've got the best economy we have ever had in the history of America. And it's like there's not a single newspaper reporting that. That should be a headline this morning. Not a single newspaper reporting that. It's really grim.
Tom, you're right, and that's a problem we have. We don't have enough on the airwaves of the progressive side.
Yeah.
It's just right-wing hate radios all over the country. We've got to change that going forward.
I'm with you, Mark, and I've been beating that drum for 21 years here. I completely agree with you. Mark, thank you for the call. William in Cleveland, Ohio. Hey, William, what's up?
Yeah, hi, Tom. I just wanted to get the word out on something that happened to me on early voting here in Cleveland. I was in the voting place. It was the second day of early voting. I sat down at a table to fill out my ballot, and a woman and her daughter, the woman sat down, the daughter stood next to her, and she said, Mom, do you want me to help you fill in the little circles? And the mother said, yeah. And she started to ask questions like who do you want for president and who do you want for the judges?
Mm-hmm.
Well, some gentleman walked over and said, excuse me, are you helping fill out that form? And the daughter said, yeah, it's my mother. And he said, you're going to federal prison if you hand that form in. Well, they froze. The woman said, I got three children. I can't go to jail. Mom, we're not going to do this today. And he said, well, you know, we can get you either a Republican or someone to help you, but you're not allowed to do that.
Wow.
And I watched them. It didn't ring right with me, but I didn't say anything.
Yeah.
And I went home. I did a little research, found out you can have people help you.
Well, in some states, you can't, actually. In Georgia, you can't, for example. That was one of their voting reforms.
Okay.
You have to be officially disabled.
Okay. Well, I was sitting at the ADA, in the ADA section, because I'm an older guy and have some issues.
Mm-hmm.
And, I watched them. They took their ballot back and turned it in. It bothered me enough that I called and said, can people help? So I went there and tried to file a complaint.
Mm-hmm.
And I spoke to the guy's name is Stephen Dole, the supervisor of in-person voting. He looked at me and said, well, what do you want me to do? I said, stop it.
Yeah.
It's not right.
Was this a Republican poll watcher, this guy who came over?
Well, he never identified himself, but I'm guessing it was.
Yeah. Yeah. And they're trying to get, they've tried to recruit 100,000 of them. I don't know how many they've got, but they've got them all over the country now.
Well, and the supervisor told me to send a letter to the president of the Cuyahoga County Board of Elections. I sent him an email. I also covered the vice chairman or whatever their titles are. I waited 4 days. I called and said, what's going on? Have you discovered anything? And crickets. Yeah. And the woman actually got indignant. Well, what do you want us to do? I said, stop this. This is.
Yeah. Well, they're pretty busy right now.
Yeah, well, but I mean, the voting is
okay.
In 5 days. How many ballots?
William, I'm sorry, I got a boogie. We're hitting a break here, and I think our automation equipment just went nuts. So it's 45 minutes past the hour. I'll be right back. Stick around.
You're listening to Tom Hartman. Visit TomHartman.com for audio and video archives.
Hey, Tom Hartman here. Why sign up for my program's free daily newsletter over at tom.tv? Well, every morning you receive an email with a complete list of the topics we'll be covering on our weekday program. After the show's over, every afternoon, you'll get what I call Sue's Daily Stack that gives you hot links to every single story and information source that we talked about during the show. Plus, every day while the show is live, you can watch it at tom.tv without cost. That, podcast of the show, a complete library of every subject discussed on previous shows, a place to view it live, it's all at tom.tv. So why sign up to get all this at no cost? Because we want you to join us to help change the world for the better. Despair is not an option. Sign up now at tom.tv, that's T-H-O-M.tv, to get all the ammunition you need to win the water cooler wars. Tom.tv, tag, you're it.
I'm Jay Farner from Quicken Loans. The rate today on a 30-year fixed-rate mortgage is 3.875%, APR 4.05%. But choosing the right mortgage lender means choosing much more than just a rate. Let me ask you, does calling the company with the best client service in America, with 11 J.D. Power Awards to prove it, matter? Does calling the company that invented Rocket Mortgage, the industry's most innovative, client-focused technology, matter? Does calling the company with 17,000-plus team members who are helping to rebuild the great cities of Detroit and Cleveland matter. Of course it matters. No wonder our clients have made Quicken Loans America's number one online lender. Call Quicken Loans today at 800-QUICKEN or go to rocketmortgage.com for the best mortgage experience on earth. That's 800-QUICKEN.
Call for cost information and conditions. Equal housing lender licensed in all 50 states. NMLSconsumeraccess.org, number 3030.
It is one of the most powerful books you'll ever read, full of the wisdom of ancient cultures and the directed hope of modern thinkers. The Last Hours of Ancient Sunlight, The Fate of the World and What We Can Do Before It's Too Late by Tom Hartman. Discover how we're made of sunlight and what this has to do with the impact of fossil fuels on civilization. Read about the coming new ice age and what must be done soon. Understand how ancient cultures valued community and cooperation and what we can learn from them. Get in touch with the secret of enough, the meaning of wealth, and the wealth of security. The Last Hours of Ancient Sunlight helps us understand and heal our relationship to the world, to each other, and to our natural resources. We have much to learn and even more to remember. Here is your guide, The Last Hours of Ancient Sunlight, The Fate of the World and What We Can Do Before It's Too Late by Tom Hartman, in bookstores everywhere.
No word in the English language is less convincing than probably.
Are you sure we should get matching tattoos on our first date?
Sure. We'll probably stay together.
Probably? It's been 23 minutes since I ate. I can probably swim.
You should wait 30 minutes.
Okay, now tell me what to do. Cannonball! Cramp! Oh, I have a cramp.
I can probably hit the green from here.
Probably.
Can I get a mulligan?
Ready to go?
Hey, are you sure you're okay to drive?
Yeah, I'm pretty sober. Yeah, I'm probably okay.
Probably okay isn't okay, especially when it comes to drinking and driving. If you're drinking, call a cab, a car, or a friend. Buzz driving is drunk driving. A message brought to you by NHTSA and the Ad Council.
Hey, thanks so much for sharing our program and for reaching out to our stations and sponsors and letting them know that you're listening. It really means a lot to us. Healthy cholesterol levels are important to your heart health, metabolism, and your blood sugar levels. You ever exercise and watch what you eat, but then get frustrated when you don't see results? Your secret weapon for heart health is Superbarium Advanced Cholesterol Support. Superbarium is a plant-based supplement from nature. Both Louise and I take it because it works. Superbarium is super convenient. Just one easy-to-swallow capsule a day. Helps you do more to support healthy cholesterol levels, metabolic health, and your blood sugar levels. Superbarium's unique berberine is the only berberine shown to support healthy cholesterol levels nearly three times more effectively than diet and exercise alone. Plus, clinically studied berberine is shown to have nearly 10 times higher absorption than standard berberine. Give your cholesterol health advanced support with a free month supply of Superbarium, plus get 15% off. Just go to superbarium.com and enter promo code Tom, T-H-O-M. That's Superbarium, B-E-R-I-N-E.com. And the code is Tom. And welcome back. Picking up your calls here, Joel in New Brunswick, New Jersey. Hey, Joel, what's up?
Thanks. Thanks for taking my call.
Hey, Joel.
I like the thrust of that ad that juxtaposed the words of Billy Graham with the reality of the Orange Menace. However, I don't think it's a good idea to lionize somebody who was a raging anti-Semite. And
oh, you're right about that. We've got
fact,
the tapes of him and Nixon. Yeah.
Yeah. Exactly. I mean, for the listeners who might not be aware of it, I was going to point that out. He's on the White House tapes with Nixon on more than one occasion, sitting there talking about, quote, all the reasons why we hate the Jews.
Yep, you're right.
And you know the old saying, the best measure of a person's personality or their values is what they do when they don't think anybody is watching or listening.
Yep.
Well, Graham didn't know that was being taped.
You're right.
And I have to believe that represented his true feelings. I have to believe, because of what he was saying back and forth, the ping-ponging back and forth, all the reasons why we hate Jews, and that was on more than one occasion,
yep.
I have to believe that Billy Graham was a raging anti-Semite.
I completely agree with you, Joel, and so let me recalibrate my kind words about him. I would love to hear what his son is saying in private. I mean, now that his son is out here as a full-on MAGA cultist, it's just bizarre. But yeah, thank you for correcting the record, Joel. I appreciate it. Mike in Naperville, Illinois. Hey, Mike, what's up?
Hey, Tom, how are you today?
I am great, but I'll get better. What's on your mind today?
Good. Hey, it was my pleasure to meet you at your book signing last week.
Oh, great.
And, yeah, thank you. And I want to thank you for your insights and all your information and for giving us some sanity in this nutty world of ours.
Yeah, so, that book signing was a lot of fun. And you know, I didn't get COVID. I'm surprised.
A lot of people thank you. There. Oh, me too. Me too. But I noticed on the way there, you know, I live in a pretty red neighborhood.
Mm-hmm.
And there were a lot of Harris Waltz signs that I've never seen before. So that was a really, really good sign.
That's great.
But you shared a story with us, and I hope that you can share it with us, about the rich German businessman.
Yeah, I've told that story before on the air here. Yeah.
Okay.
Just do it right now. I've got about a minute and a half to the next break. 2 minutes. I was in the Far East watching television one night in a hotel room, and I was watching, as I recall, Bloomberg. It might have been something else, but that's my recollection. And it was this young American reporter who was interviewing a very wealthy, successful, prominent, well-known German businessman. And, you know, he was asking him questions about his business. I mean, it was a business show, right? And at one point, he asked him what kind of income taxes he paid. And the German businessman says, you know, I think it's around 54%. I'm not sure, but, you know, something in that neighborhood. And this young American, who is the reporter, just kind of, his eyes boggle, and he goes, oh, 50, and the guy kind of changes the subject and moves on. And then a little later on, another 5-10 minutes down the road in the interview, the American brings it back to, you know, how can you stand to pay that much in income taxes? And the guy just kind of, yeah, you know, it's I just do, you know, and changes the subject again. And then the third time, this young reporter brings it back around and says, I can't get over this. You know, you got to explain to me why. And so this guy kind of, you know, leans forward and put his elbows on his knees and laces his fingers under his chin and looks right at this kid and with a deep sigh and says, the reason I don't mind paying 54% income taxes is because I don't want to be a rich man in a poor country. And the kid looked like...
Does that say it all, doesn't it?
Yeah, the kid looked like somebody had just put a whoopee cushion under him or something. I mean, he just looked shocked. So... But it's a great story.
Thank you.
It's a great story.
Yeah, it is a great story. It does. It definitely puts it all in perspective. Absolutely.
It does. And I wish there were more Americans. I mean, we've had Morris Pearl on, who is the co-founder of Millionaires, Patriotic Millionaires. You know, we've had Nick Hanauer on, who is a member of Patriotic Millionaires, or not. But he's a very wealthy progressive, multimillionaire. And they basically say the same things, you know. I don't want to be a rich man in a poor country. So there you go.
Makes a lot of sense to me.
Yep.
Well, thank you, Tom. I appreciate it.
Yeah, thank you, Mike. Thanks for the call. And nice meeting you earlier this week.
Nice meeting you, too.
Yeah, thank you. Well, we're hitting the top of the hour. On the other side of this break, big defeat for election deniers in Georgia. And Democrats have a 64% chance to take the House if we vote. I'll tell you about that on the other side of the break. Stay tuned.
You're listening to Tom Hartman.
Okay, dog parents, listen to how sneaky this is. When you look at a dog food label and see ingredients like wheat and rice, you might assume it's just a small part of the recipe, but it's not. A lot of popular dog foods use a trick called fractionation. For example, if you looked at a dog food label and saw wheat as the first ingredient rather than meat, that might raise some red flags for you. Big dog food companies know this. So instead of a lot of wheat, which would push wheat to the top of the ingredient label, it gets listed as a little bit of wheat, a little wheat flour, a little wheat gluten, so it's easier to miss, and it looks like wheat isn't the main ingredient when in reality, reality, your dog's food could be packed with enough wheat to bake a loaf of bread. And bread is not in your dog's natural diet. That's why I love Dr. Marty's Nature's Blend. The first four ingredients are premium turkey, beef, salmon, and duck. Blue and Chewy love this food. Save up to 54% off Nature's Blend and get a free bag of Cotton Krispies, their wild-caught cotton skin treats. Just go to drmartypets.com, drmartypets.com/THOM, or text Tom to 511-511. All dogs are unique. Your dog's results can
be. You're listening to 93.5 The Tap, Eau Claire, the Valley's home of Nightlight with Peach Wabba.
Dom Selvia.
Next time, Matt Rothschild joins me in the studio for a dance-off, bro. Plus, my congresswoman, Gwen Moore from Wisconsin's 4th CD. Tune in.
The Dom Selvia Show, weekdays 4 till 6. The Maggie Dawn Show.
Bill Carroll, president of Teamsters Joint Council 389, based here in Milwaukee. They have endorsed Vice President Kamala Harris and Governor Tim Walz for president and vice president.
Trump offers nothing to a regular working class person. Talking about not taxing tips and not taxing overtime. Well, you don't have to tax overtime if there is no more overtime. That's in his Project 2025.
The Maggie Dawn Show, weekdays from 2 till 4 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the Civic Media app. Enjoying this local program? Find the complete Civic Media lineup at civicmedia.us or the Civic Media app. You're listening to 93.5 The Tap, WCFW HD2 Chippewa Falls, W228EP Eau Claire, and streaming everywhere on the Civic Media app.